From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The Seattle City Council is considering a change to the city's restricted parking zone. Now they only allow residents to park long-term in these non-metered areas. The proposed change would allow some employees who work in certain neighborhoods to buy zone permits as well. Councilmember Tom Rasmussen is sponsoring the bill. Tom, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
So the reason for the zoned parking program is to discourage long-term parking by non-residents. Why should employees who work in these neighborhoods have the same access to the parking that residents do?
It would be on a very limited basis. There are some neighborhoods where it looks as though it's possible to allow non-residents to park in those neighborhoods and not impact the residents.
How would it be limited?
It would be limited in that the Department of Transportation would have to survey the neighborhood to determine if there is sufficient parking available for employees in those neighborhoods. So they would have to deal with this on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis.
Would there be a limited number of permits given out to employees who wanted them as opposed to the residents who already can get them?
That would have to be determined based upon the circumstances of the neighborhood itself. So there is no, each neighborhood has its own challenges. In some neighborhoods that have restricted parking zones, it wouldn't be possible. For example, what triggered this or what set this off was the Montlake neighborhood. Montlake Elementary School has only 3 parking spots for all of its teachers. And the neighborhood and the school actually came to me saying, we need help. We, the neighborhood, are willing to allow our area, the restricted parking zone area, also to be available to the employees, because from what we see, it's not going to conflict with us, because the employees will be parking there during the day. They'll be going home at night when we come back home from work.
Is that the model for other neighborhoods? Would the residents have to agree to maybe give up some of these permits to people who work in the neighborhood?
Well, I think that it would be important to have support of the neighborhood, but also, as I said, the Department of Transportation is going to have to go out there and look at what's going on in the on-street parking to make sure that we're not undermining the goal that you were talking about and that we have, that is to ensure that parking is available for people who actually live there.
And how rapidly could this change? I mean, if a number of people who work in a neighborhood got these permits, you could easily see that a survey from a few months earlier might go out of date quickly.
Well, generally, employers don't change employees that quickly, I wouldn't think, for a public school or another type of an institution.
But I was just thinking more employees might hear about it and go, well, I want one of those permits too.
Well, sure, they could ask for that, but again, the Department of Transportation would have to determine how many permits to issue to an employer, so they would be limiting it so that it wouldn't overwhelm a neighborhood.
Would it be available to any employer or just certain employers?
Well, I would say that any employer could apply to the Department of Transportation, and then the department would determine whether or not that it could be done successfully in that neighborhood. So any employer could apply. We're not restricting that. But again, the Department of Transportation would have to look at what's going on in the neighborhood. I would imagine, for example, that the restricted parking zone up around Group Health on 15th in the Capitol Hill neighborhood, they would probably not be eligible because the hospital, of course, operates 24/7. A school, operates primarily on the weekdays, and that's when the faculty needs to get in and out of out of the school, fairly conveniently.
What's the status of this proposal? Is it past committee? Is it on the way to the full council?
Oh, no, good question. It's just being introduced now, and we will have a discussion on this at the Friday, May 31st Transportation Committee meeting.
So if you're a resident or an employee in a neighborhood where parking is tight, you should contact Seattle City Councilman Tom Rasmussen and tell him what you think about this idea. Tom, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle.